Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to go to Choppy first because he is my co-host, but I don't care for this little bit thing he has going on. I want the honest opinion.
But it's winning. Like 8-1.
Troy, go to Roy, who I know winning. Has a very strong opinion that will make probably people happy, or Choppy with the super for the superstitious crowd. And the whole bit. Which one do you want to hear from first?
Well, I mean, since we are talking about superstition, you always go to RJ first. RJ, take it away.
All right. Thank you very much, Troy. As you know,
what the heck?
Since the first Philadelphia game, I have picked against the Cowboys every single week, and they have one loss. So
you just got the Indy game wrong.
I got the Indy game wrong. That's it. So for that reason... Well, I guess I got that one right, didn't I?
I don't know. I don't listen to it.
I picked it right. I got it wrong with the superstition. But I will say this. I will use some numbers here to back up my superstition. The Cowboys have the worst chance of winning their game this week of any of the four teams, except for the Colts, who are also a 34% underdog chance of winning. That's it. That's all their chances of winning
according
the game.
According to who?
According to the projection models. 34%. That said, no team's got a greater than 22% chance of winning at all. So the bad news would be that the Rams, we think, peaked too early. We have proven that that is not the case. That doesn't happen. Of the 20 teams that had similar metrics to the Rams and stumbled down the stretch, 14 still made the conference championship game. 9 still made the Super Bowl, and 5 won it all. So while we think that you can stumble down the stretch and you're going to get knocked out, that's not the case. History doesn't show that over the last 20 times. So I will take the Rams to win.
Okay. Dub?
Ick.
I know. Punch in the face of facts.
The Los Angeles Rams have played the 49ers, Cardinals, and Raiders for 5 of their 16 games this season. In those 5 games, they have combined to outscore their opponents by almost 100 points. In their other 11 games, they've outscored their opponents by a combined total of 53. So, I would say, at least from a close game standpoint, you can almost guarantee this is going to be a one-score game. So if you're looking to bet, take the Cowboys plus the points and be very happy about it. When the Rams have to play teams that are halfway decent, and by the way, that 5-point deficit average per game includes a 14-point win over Detroit. So that number probably goes down even further when you exclude some of the really, really bad teams that were on the Rams' schedule this season. Not only that, we've mentioned the yards per carry that they give up this season. If the Cowboys just don't make a mistake, and it's so simplistic to say, but if they don't make a mistake, then the Rams won't be in a position to have a short field, and I don't think they can win this game just kicking a bunch of field goals. The Cowboys' red zone defense will again play a major part. I expect the Rams to probably have a drive where they get inside the 5, inside the 3, and the Cowboys have to make a big stand, and then they've got a difficult decision to make. Do we kick the field goal or do we go for it? I don't know what they're going to do in that scenario, but I do like the Cowboys' chances. I feel like this is less of a road game than what they've played all season long.
Of course.
And I do think, even though I think it's going to be close, Cowboys win 24-23.
Ooh.
Do think they win, though.
24-23.
Hey, it's a close game. I don't think you can get closer than that one.
By the way, the over-under is 49.5. So that, to me, with the Rams favored by 7, that's Vegas telling you they think it's going to be about 30-23 Rams.
28-21.
Or 28-21? Yeah. Okay. Troy, you nailed the Cowboys last week. You picked them correctly. You and Roy got it right. Chop and I got it wrong. So what do you think happens tomorrow night?
Do you know that there is a team in the NFL that allowed other teams to rush 5.1 yards per carry? Half a first down every rush. That was the worst in the NFL. And that team was also the Rams.
Yes.
As they are going up against Ezekiel Elliott, the number one NFL rusher of the year. Can they stop him? Probably not. Will this game be as epic as the Rams-Chiefs 54-51 game? Highly not.
No.
But it's going to be that close. Cowboys win 34-31.
Woo! 34-31. A little bit of a shootout in Cali. I do not like the Cole Beasley situation. I don't think he's going to play. I'm hearing Jarwin has a better chance. But I have been burned in the postseason by thinking that eventually new school offense beats old school defense. It costs me many a dollar in shutting down my Bovada account. And I do think Seattle let us off the hook last week in running it way more than they should have. Mm-hmm. You got Russell Wilson. Go look at the completions and the yardage and the success, and they just took it out of his hands for some stupid reason.
And the lack of play action. They came into the game as the number one play action team in the league. The Cowboys were 28th against play action this season, and the Seahawks didn't utilize it at all. I expect Sean McVay and the Rams have seen those numbers, and I would expect them to use it a lot.
I don't know how the Cowboys get an the Cowboys have to get an unexpected seven, in my opinion. It has to be a turnover that gets you close. It has to be a pick six. I'm trying to get them to the amount of points on the board that I think will win the game, because I'm not going to have the Rams score in just 20. I know that the Cowboys shut down the Saints 13-10, and I'm trying to figure out an unexpected seven from somewhere, and here's where it's going to come. Zeke Elliott is going to put it all over them. I'm talking about buck 40, buck 50 type game. He'll break one. I'm talking about about 50, 55 yarder. It's going to be an unexpected play there. His longest run of the season was how long, boys? What do you think?
Zeke's.
And when do you remember when that came?
He had a 44 yarder. Was it 2 weeks ago?
He had a 41-yarder against Detroit during the regular season. He had a 44-yarder against Seattle.
Last week, yeah.
I'm predicting he breaks a longer one. And something has to happen defensively or some type of crazy play. I don't know. But I had the exact same score as Roy, 24-23 Cowboys. And I'm just going to try to simplify it. That they're tougher and that they have more attitude, and that they're going to have the home crowd, and that they physically are going to beat the Rams up. A supposed soft team, whether that's true or not, it's already ingrained in my head. I saw what Chicago did to the Rams. It wasn't even close. And I'm hoping that same exact thing can overcome Sean McVay and the little whiz kid and all his new little plays and all that. I don't know where the unexpected seven is going to come from, but I think they have to do that. Zeke will stamp an MVP-type game. Hopefully Vander Esch is flying around against Gurley, and the Cowboys, they advance to the NFC Championship. I know that some of you may not be happy with that because I'm the Shanks or whatever, but I went back and forth in my mind last week. I went with Seattle. It burned me. I'm not going to do it again. That just the tough physical team, the old school, beats the new school like it has in past playoffs. And that's what happens. That's my pick.
Look, you can't go wrong picking defense. You just can't. I have no idea whether the Cowboys are tougher. And they won't have more Cowboy fans than Ram fans.
Yeah.
Like that.
The best we can hope for, probably 50-50.
Oh, I think if it's 50-50, I'd be stunned.
It's going to be 30. It's going to be 35%.
30, yeah. But 50 is like, we'll see. I'll find out. Yeah. We'll find out. We'll find out.
Yeah.
And we'll see how much noise they pipe in. They might be pumping in crowd noise.
The Cowboys shut down Seattle, the number one rushing attack. They held them to 73 yards. The Rams finished third in the league in rushing this year. But without running the football effectively, the offense is thrown off. This from The Athletic. During the two-game losing streak, they ran for a combined 134 yards. Again, 134 yards over two games, when they fall behind the chains, the play action for them became less effective, and the big plays decreased. I'm not a believer in golf yet, so that's where I'm going with it. Choppy going with the Rams. Me, Roy, Troy with the Cowboys. Now, for what really matters, the secret ingredient.
That's right.
It's not Cole Beasley's little sauce thing. He can play with that on the sideline if he's sitting. It is the vocal cords. It is the brain. It is the lyrics and the execution and the production of Troy Hughes with RJ Choppy. You want to set us up for it, sir?
I wanted to do a song about California. And my best songs, I think, are when I go in the hip-hop genre. So I started thinking Tupac, and I'm like, no, I hate California Love. Terrible song, overrated, too mainstream. I went with Little Ice Cube, Little NWA. I was like, man, I just can't do it. So I figured since we went to California for training camp, why don't we go back to Cali? Oh, a little Notorious B.I.G.
Hello?
Yo, RJ, wake up.
I'm awake.
Yo, RJ, wake up, man. Wake up.
I'm awake.
RJ, wake up.
I'm up, Troy. Damn, what's up, man?
Come on now, it's Friday. We got the game tomorrow, 4 o'clock pregame on the Fan.
Pregame? Troy, I got fired from that.
RJ, I know you got fired. That's really not surprising, but that's not the point. You've got to wake up.
Doug, I'm up.
And don't forget, it's Cowboys Rams from L.A.
Oh, Cali?
Yes. Great start, great start.
When the jam force lands, it lacks just split you. Ball so hard, that'll Zeke will hit you. Fans ain't with you, they're against you. Big Dak Prescott, back for the pass, he'll hit you. Talking to the Dak defender. Fella's got his game right. Olympic flame light. Spell JG right. G-A-double-R-E-T. White out, fans out, hit Cooper Kobe. Van Der Esch blows him back, you know. So it's all about the tempo. Never let the Rams go. Rolling out to Cali, blowing out the Rams. Oh, Gurley's gonna pay. Sean McVay, throw deep golf, please. Defense ain't soft. Picked by Byron Jones, Jared looks lost. Pressure up the front, the tank will clean up. Mad cause your O-line does suck. Once that ball's kicked, bring it, the game is tied. We're gonna show a D one more time. Check it, it's the H-O-T-B-O-I-Z. Hot boys, on a playoff spree. Recognize the Dak bomb when he throws one. Rams will get booed in the house and lose. We're throwing Dak to Amari. We're throwing Dak to Amari.
Yes, yes.
We're throwing Dak to Amari. Yeah, overtime! We're throwing Dak to Amari. R.I.P. B.I.G.
Yes!
How do you keep doing it?
The
man?
Intro was amazing.
It's hilarious.
I didn't know what you were going to go with. Dak to Amari.
Great lyrics.
RJ Choppy. Give him the props if you can. At RJ Choppy on Twitter and the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. We're going to make that available. Maybe play it in Crosstalk. And Troy will let you know how we get that thing up. Wow. Well done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.